Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Same thing, just a different toilet, more aggressive, purposeful toilet today, our daily meeting. It's always good to be alive, and it's always good to be alive for another week. Being alive is a good thing. And in the spirit of being alive, let's make sure we have enough income to survive gratefully for the next 90 years. How about that? Hopefully that's how you're thinking about being alive. Surviving. Amen. Yes, 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 definitely, definitely. All right, well, let's start at the beginning. Grace, let's do 8 videos today. Short ones, just fine. Just get it done. Okay. It's your second highest priority. Your first highest priority. Let me go to Deanna first. Deanna, I want you to organize Phil and Susan's success team as such. Phil, Susan, obviously. And then Jerry. And then Brad. Okay, let me know when you got it. Okay. Phil, Susan, Jerry, Brad. Good. Back to you, Grace. Want you to then, the list we sent, Jerry, plus other things. Let's make a concerted effort to get twenty people right under Jerry, even if it's, you know, the free 20. Okay. That's your highest priority.
Okay.
And then the system will take over. We'll take over from there. Okay. That's your 20. No matter, Deanna, teacher, I say, Grace, I need you to do this. How should she respond? That's her highest priority. No, that's her highest priority. What then, I just said. No. When I say, hey, I need you to do something else.
As soon as I get done with Jared.
All right, yeah. There you go. That's how you say it. There you go. Let's practice it again. I'm going to say, Grace, I need you to run over to Oklahoma and get some milk.
I'll get the milk from Oklahoma as soon as I get 20 people with Jerry.
All right. Good. Grace, I need you. There's a phone call. It's important. It's really important. And you're going to say?
I will get on that phone call as soon as I get Jerry ready.
Outstanding. There you go. All right. So that puts him in the most excellent position. Right? You know, you say you check my measurements. Those are my measurements today.
Yeah,
because I got
this morning. Nice.
Okay. Those are my measurements. So let's start from the beginning. What's the first thing I said?
Well,
I gave you a second highest priority first.
Eight videos.
There you go. Second highest priority. So when you get bored just for a second, right, you just go, oh, hey, I'm bored, but guess what? Right, something like that. Deanna, what did I tell you to do?
Jerry goes directly under Phil and Susan. Brad goes under Jerry.
Now, why did I do that?
Flow.
That's right. Outstanding. Put Jerry in the flow of money, and I made it easier. Grace, what's your highest priority?
Get 20 people on Jerry's success team.
All right. Free don't matter because the system will take over. That doesn't, I don't care about that. We will take over, system will take over, but let's dominate that. Got it?
Got it.
All right, Law.
Grand
Rising, sir. You should be getting a few things here in the next 4 to 8 hours. I've treated you like I treat myself. If you notice, I haven't posted anything in the last 2 years. See that?
Yes.
All right, good. It was a judgment call. It was a judgment call. And you understand. You are an African-American man. You understand. I don't even have to explain to you why I made the judgment call of not posting during Black Lives Matter protest, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? It's just kind of common sense when you are a 6-foot-tall Black man with dreads walking through New York City. I think we got the same understanding. You got the same understanding.
Amen. Right?
Okay. All right. Good stuff. The good thing is today or tomorrow, something like that, you should get your very well energized forward. Yes, you should. You should. And we've got a beautiful 30-day blitz for you. Are you okay with July 8th or whatever date you choose that's not today, obviously, or next week due to judgment call? But it could be whenever, but just not the next 72 hours.
Okay. I definitely love the 8th. I think July 8th will give you more preparation to actually execute. So maybe that might be better.
So what we're going to do is let's get together 24 hours today or tomorrow, anytime, on a 3-way call, me, you, and Deanna, and let's break down the beautiful campaign blitz that we're going to do with you.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
Cool. Deanna, let's start in the network, too. His first sale should come from us. Right? His first sale should come for us. As a matter of fact, let's start a new culture about that. Let's call the culture. Let's call the culture. We'll wordsmith it later, but we'll call the culture. I got two. I got two. That's the culture. Now, we'll wordsmith later, but basically what that means is every time one of our own drop a CD, like Carol's music album coming soon, we gonna be able to say, I got two, Carol. I bought two of them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when Law drops his book, we want individuals to be able to say, I got two. So India should have two, not the whole country. That means Satish. Those who will participate, those who can. Everyone wants to participate. We know this. Every single person, that is right, Chris. Chris put out the group economics. You see it? Chris gets it. He's getting it. Every single person here will want to participate. Sometimes we cannot due to whatever, right? Unforeseen circumstances, force majeure, a rocket. I didn't think about what I was saying. I was going to say a rocket falling over our heads, but I forgot. He's like Mr. Rocket himself. And Mr. Rocket himself. So we're going to do that, man. Send me a book link when it's out. There it is, see? So that's United Kingdom. That's going to be 10 from India, whole team 2030. There you go. So United Kingdom, India, and America. You like that, Law? Is that going to work out for you?
That sounds amazing.
Look at that. Look at that. And you make sure you tell the whole world, too. When Steve gets his book and take a picture of it, you say, oh, just landed in India. I mean, just landed in United Kingdom, right? You do all that. You let them know. Don't you be quiet. You be Donald Trump loud with your victories. You understand? Donald Trump loud. Kanye confidence. All that. That's how you be with it. That loud. You understand? That loud. Don't you take the high road. You take the loud road. Look at my book. Look at my book. Also, I want you to remember, Law, that you're going to sell this book actively every day for the next 3 years. Most authors don't know this.
That's already unsaid. I already knew that.
Yeah. Look, y'all, books don't get old. This is not technology. Right? In 3 years later, he's still going to sell the book. And right after that 3 years expire, he's going to start the same thing over again, like the 3 years never happened. You understand? He's going to keep doing it over and over and over and over. So good stuff. All right. So we got Law covered. We got Jerry covered. Let us keep on with the rolling. Grace, when I say 20... Let's do 20 per day. Okay. I want you to lead the way. All right. Want you to show our group economic spirit, right?
Okay.
20 per day. 20 per day. Got me? That's under whom?
Okay. That's what I need to know. Under
Jerry. Okay. You didn't say in group economically.
On Jerry's success team.
Outstanding. 20 per day. And that rolls up, right? It just rolls up. Everything takes care of everything. Outstanding. Dion, I sent you a text message about Justin Frazier. Was that yesterday that I sent it? Well, I hope I sent it. Maybe I didn't send it. The way you just looked made me think I didn't send it. Let me see. No, I sent it yesterday. 6:54 p.m. Sent it yesterday. Can you put him highest priority, please? You see it? Outstanding. All right. Take care of that.
I got it.
All right. Yeah, we were busy at the time, but make him highest priority as far as calendar goes. You know, take care of that ASAP. Just whatever. I'm going to stay out of it because this ain't in my gifts. But the action is in my gifts. But the setting it up, I'll mess it up, but make that highest priority, okay?
Yeah, yes, okay. Sir.
Good, outstanding. Next thing on my agenda, I'm trying to get all this trying to get all this administrative stuff out of my way. Grace, I want you to, I was realizing, so we're extremely big on group economics. Chris got it. Extremely big. But I need to somehow duplicate that behavior from us to everyone. Us to everyone. Now, let me just tell y'all something. If you are a person of color, this is no offense to my, people of European descent. No offense to you at all. But let me just talk to these, what they call POCs for a second. If you're a person of color, you want to embody that. That doesn't matter. American, Indian, doesn't matter. Group economics. The only way you're going to catch up is group economics. There is no other way. I apologize to you, but I did not create the system or the 17 generation head start. Group economics. If you want your business to survive during, now I'm talking to everybody, this is no longer the people of color. If you want your business to survive, even if you are not a person of color, group economics, it will not survive in an economic disruption without group economics. It just will not. It will not. You cannot stand alone in the middle of a group economics. Me and Deanna was talking to someone yesterday, and he said something that was really weird to hear, but I got what he understood. I mean, I got what he was saying, and it's totally terrible. So this is going to be a tad bit offensive. We was talking to a white guy, a baby boomer white guy yesterday, and he was saying to us about being in business. I was like, oh yeah, we were ready for the recession. And he said, recession? More like global abortion. And I thought about that. Now, of course, that's just the phrase in itself is terrible. But that sat on me all night long. And I just, that sat on me. I kept saying to myself, Steve, okay, here is someone, baby boomer, white guy on retirement. And the way he views it is someone, group, entity, whatever, is purposely killing the society. And I said, yes, and disabled. I forgot about that. Thank you, Deanna. And he's disabled too. Disabled baby boomer retired, and he views it as someone has their hand, their pulse on the neck of the middle class and killing them. And that sat on me all night long of his description. And I thought about that. I said, well, what if that wasn't offensive to my ears? And what if he has a really, really, really good point that someone is purposely making sure that Jerry or Cameron is just not going to win? How do we come out of that? If that's the case, how do we control it? Now, I'm getting into the bulk of my meeting now. How do we control that? How do we control someone accounting for our poverty? Please know that for the most part, he is right. Anything you can account for, you can control. Everybody listen to me. If someone knows the dollar amount of your retirement, it also means someone is accounting for your retirement condition. I'm going to keep going because you should hear this. I actually got a whole keynote about this 2 or 3 years ago. If someone tells me that the crime rate in Chicago is high, and this many murders have happened over the weekend, it also means someone is controlling that data. Let me explain. This is a remote control. It was energy. Now it is mass. Since it is mass, I have accounted for this and put it in my hand. Should I desire, just drop it. I have accounted for its dismissal. Should I want to elevate it, I'm still accounting for it, so I can do that too. At any point of my accounting for this remote, I am also controlling its condition. We'll go further for some of you to have engineering mindsets. If I take out the power source of this remote control, no matter how equal, if I take out the resource of this remote control, no matter how equal, no matter how functioning this remote wants to be, it cannot, because I have removed its resource. March all you want. It's not going to stop, because I am accounting for your resources. And yeah, you're just not going to have no power, no luminous. I loose. I was trying to remember that Spanish word yesterday. No, I loose. Tienes no luz. There's no power. You have no power whatsoever. If you're 65 years old and you are retired, I have accounted for your position. Sure, you got free will. Sure, you do. But your free will is sitting inside of my accountment. If you are still not getting it, let's pull back on the remote control. I know that matter is 90% energy. Einstein helped us with this. Energy equals mass times the speed of light twice. That means an atom is 90% empty. I could prove that to you, Law. If I burn this remote control, the energy, the empty space is what you would call it, that energy would simply go back up into the atmosphere. Why? Because the first law of thermodynamics. Energy can never be created. Somebody finish that for me. Energy can never
destroy be destroyed
or destroyed. Destroy. Thank you very much. So it's safe to say I am objectively talking. I'm not putting nothing on it. I'm not leaning you one way. I'm just telling you that if I burn this remote, what will be left is I will account for its chemical disposition and the energy would disperse. But what this remote actually was and matter would be a pile of ashes, depending on how I burn it, or goo, depending on what temperature I burn it at. Either way, most of this, the 10% of what this remote actually is in physical form will be a pile of goo or a pile of ash. This depends on how hot I burn it. Every engineer listening to me knows exactly what I'm talking about right now. That means y'all need to, well, I don't want to tell you what you need to do. Let's just go back to this global abortion. I don't know if that's what he meant to say, but that's what he said. He said that. You heard him right, Yana. He said that. He absolutely said that. And I'm thinking, he was funny too, but I'm thinking, okay, what would make a retired, disabled white man in South America, he's in the American South, say that people are killing other people economically? I said, wow, what a heck of a statement. What a heck of a statement. What a heck of a statement. And it got me thinking all night. I couldn't let it go. All night, I kept saying, It's why my meeting started off the way it did. What's the first thing I tell you to do, Grace?
8 videos.
I said, that's what priority?
Second.
And what did I say was the highest priority?
Getting 20 people a day on Jerry's success team.
I said, what if the people following me, I'm going to change the word from aborted to, because that's, you know, it's offensive, to, let's just say assassinated. That's less offensive. Somehow. It's crazy. It doesn't even make sense, but we'll go with it. What if the people following me are economically assassinated and someone is controlling that? And I thought about it all night. All night I thought about it. And I said, well, I know what to do. So I'm going to have to orchestrate that myself. If someone is accounting for their impoverished condition, then I need to account for that accountment. Is everybody following me so far? I'm literally playing chess. So if you're not a chess player, this may be a tad bit difficult. But if someone, first off, Oli, your car looks amazing. It looks clean. It looks like it rains and you run out there with a towel and get the water droplets off your car. just wipe it off real quick right after the rain, just to make sure you don't have no spots on this wax. What if y'all are being accounted for? Now, of course, you are being accounted for, but everybody won't receive that. You won't. You won't receive that. And that's okay. I don't need you to. But if I gave you a statistic, it also means someone is controlling that. If you can get this basic understanding, you will be able to free yourself from what's going on. Now, since I know, Satish, that everyone's not going to receive what I'm saying because your programming has already kicked in. It has. I either sound like a black militant, a conspiracy theorist, a nut job, a young man talking, someone is one of himself, or a genius. These are the top six programmers I could think of. You know, I could think of. What if, yeah, definitely. But see, Jay says someone paying attention. But if you paying attention and you ain't doing nothing about it, then you controlling it at the same time, right? if you paying attention and ain't doing nothing about it, your lack of action is controlling that situation. Because we can fix it. There are 40,000 children that die a day from starvation, and we have enough food for that never to happen. We have. Sometimes we can be passively assassins. Let's use that. Please know that everyone on this call, whether you like it or not, I am equally as guilty as you. We have decided that many people dying from starvation is normal. We have, as a collective. Doesn't matter if you disagree with it, because if you did disagree, you'd do something about it. Just what it is. Equally guilty. Which brings me back to you. Last night, I just couldn't rest. And I said, I'll be damned if I let their accountment of my people be stronger than my accountment for them. So here's what I'm finna start doing. Some of you gonna like it, some of you not, but it is what it is. I'm going to push. It's already here internally. I've never really overtly pushed group economics. But you should hear me. It's a new day. If one of us is in trouble, all of us is in trouble. Period. I don't care your gender or your country. You can have the most privilege of the most privilege. or no privilege. If one of us is in trouble, all of us is in trouble. That's where I'm at with it. So I'm going to push group economics in a major way. And if you don't like it, then the universe will vibrate you somewhere else, and it's all good. There would be no problems with that. So my first agenda, I've got a list of them, is tonight is Monday. Yes? All day it would be Monday, unless you're in China, and then it's probably Tuesday. But for now, in America and on in India, it's Monday. Yes. Lunes. Good. Outstanding. That means Brad Blazer is coming to the Humor of the Consultants. I want a serious group economics push on that. Because if one of us is in trouble, all of us is in trouble. Of course, there's no trouble, but that's not the point. That phrase is pretty catchy and it's emotionally charged. So I'm going to use it as much as I possibly can. It has the vision in that phrase. Has the vision. And until I impact you emotionally, I can't impact you. If you remember all your great protagonists of your sacred text, they all fed people first and then said, hey, you want to change? You don't run up on people and say, change your life forever. I know you're starving. I ain't gonna do nothing about that. No. They say, here's some bread. Relax. Get full. You okay? All right, now. I'm the bread of life. Come follow me or something like that, right? You just whatever, right? You feel someone's stomach and then you change them. If you want long-lasting change, you have to fulfill someone's needs first before you ask them. Let's see. I want a major push. Y'all did great. It's a bar away, Chris. Y'all did great last Monday. I want greater. Let's go for 80 people on the call. And I want you all to be as vocal as possible. Every time Phil say, any questions? You make up a damn question. You understand? And get the ball rolling. I want that ice to break. It shouldn't even be no ice. It should be banana pudding and whipped cream. That's all it should be. It shouldn't be nothing else. As Susan goes, I think we got a question. Yep. Grace, I want you to unmute your mic. I got one, Susan. As a matter of fact, let's do this here. Write down 5 questions apiece. Don't try to use them, but be ready to use them. Do you understand? let it flow the way it flow, but be ready. I want you to have it hot and ready like a Little Caesar's pizza. I want it ready. 30 seconds. I want you ready. I want it hot and ready. We have to. As far as I'm concerned, this is a bit inflammatory, but I feel this way, and I feel this way to like thoughts plus emotions equals creation. I feel this way so strongly, even if you disagreed. My thoughts on this subject are so strong, you can't unmanifest the fact that my emotions are on this statement, and it's gonna happen even if you don't want it to happen. Because I'm so strongly about it. I believe that this ATS group is protected by group economics so much because when we leave here, whatever here means, they don't want us to win like we do. That's just how I feel. So even if you say I'm wrong.
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's gonna scare me or make me mad at another people group.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission is. can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
Wrong. You're probably right. I probably am wrong, but I've got so much emotion on that. The universe is not going to make me wrong about that. I am going to manifest regardless that statement, because I grew up as an African-American black man in poverty. So it's always been two Americas or two worlds. And as far as I'm concerned, there's two again. We are the top 1%. And when y'all disconnect from this call, somebody gonna say, why is you on that phone? That's not gonna work. Go get a job. How many of y'all heard that this year? Go get a job. Go get it. Stop doing that. Go get a job. How many, Grace, how many times you heard somebody say, why are you following him?
Not many, but not saying it. They haven't said it.
Good. You got some decent people in your life. All right, there we go. I truly believe, again, this doesn't matter if I'm right, because I got too much emotion on it to be wrong. The universe will give me my manifestation, and there's nothing you can do about it. Bad or good, if I manifest a toothache, there's nothing you can do about it. You can pray all you want to. If I got all that energy on the toothache, I'm going to get that toothache. Do you understand? This is what it is. I want you to get, and if we don't take care of each other, they're going to count for our poverty condition. You understand what I'm saying? So it should be us. Henceforth, new rule. It's always been a rule internally, but now I'm making it overtly. Money should bounce around this community 16 to 17 times before it go out. I'll lead the way. If I need some lotion, I'm buying it from one of y'all. You understand? If I need some software programming, I'm buying it from one of y'all. If I need a book and you didn't write it and you got an affiliate code, I'm buying it from your affiliate code. Do you understand? I'm leading the way. Because they are accounting for your condition. I know that because, oh yes, my man. I just got an email. This is my favorite. Yes. Yes, this is my, oh my God. All right, somebody just, I'll let him say his name if you want to. My favorite theology. Theology doesn't necessarily mean Christians, study of God. It's actually Eastern Orthodox Christianity. And I'm gonna tell you why. Somebody just email me about that. There's something in Eastern Orthodox. It makes it easy. It's called, okay, I remember in a second. But essentially, it's, y'all hear me say it all the time. God became man, so man can become God. It really is that simple. I'm literally simplifying it in simple terms. Okay, simple terms. You just sent me a good breakdown of it. It's actually part of my scholarship, but nevertheless, that's some straight group economics. I want all of you to buy into group economics. Now, you don't have to, but we still gonna do it. You need a coach, Phil, Susan, Carol. I ain't doing it, all right? You need a photographer, Chris, something. I don't know. Find out. So this is what I want. It's on my list. Deanna? By the end of this week, this is of the highest priority, okay? I want an internal resource list of what everyone does. This is what I mean. Whatever service you can provide, You need to tell Deanna. Whatever service you can provide, you need to tell Deanna. And from that, we'll create a master list that is also publicly available. And we'll email it to you. We'll somehow make it publicly available. And you'll be able to see who does what. You do not have to go to them first. But I am encouraging you to do so. Besides Grace, who knows what Oli does for a living? See, that's not your fault. That's my fault. I'm changing that today. You understand? That's my fault. Ain't nobody else's fault. But now I'm changing that. Who knows what Jerry can do besides get on the phone? My fault. Besides Phil. My fault, right? I'm changing that. So we want to change that. We should be our own first customers. Can I get an amen for that, please? Please, we should. We should be our amen. Own first customers. We should. We should. Grace, I want you to lead the charge of 80 people on tonight's call. You're not doing it by yourself. I just want you to lead.
Okay.
You and Reggie, I want you to lead. I just want you to lead it. Encourage people. I don't know. I don't want to tell you how to lead, because if I tell you how to lead, then I'm leading. You lead it. I don't want to tell you what to do. There's ain't no sense of me telling you what to do and then I tell you how to do it. That's not the point of leadership. But I'm delegating. You lead the way. Lead the way. Tell us what to do. All right? It ties All right. into your highest priority of Jerry. Why? Why does it tie into your highest priority? You can't answer it because I gave it to Deanna. Deanna, where did I put Brad?
Under Jerry.
There you go. And who's coming tonight?
Brad.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense now? I don't just be making this up, Steve. Like, I don't just be just coming out. No, I'd be like, all right, I got to fix this, right? I got to do this. Yeah. This is all planned out. All right, good stuff. Let me say one more thing. Well, plenty more things about group economics, but let me say one more thing, and then I'm going to have Phil or Susan give their vision for tonight so all of you can be a part of that, and then I'll jump back in. If it's not going to be us, then they're going to account for us. Actually, let me change it the way I want to change it. Let me say, I really wish all y'all was just like, sometime I wish that y'all looked just like me, you know, black, and it was just a black audience so I could really say it the way I want to say it, right? The way I just want to say it. So all y'all, I just made all y'all black right now so I could say it the way I want to say it, all right? All y'all black just for a second. Congratulations.
Antonio?
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you're aware of, but during the 60s, there was a book called Black Like Me.
I'm not aware of that.
Where a white man literally made himself look black and lived his life and talked about what it meant to be black. It's called Black Like Me.
Wow. Kudos to him.
It's actually very good. So if you get a chance, you should take a look at it.
Okay. Sure will. Never heard of it. Didn't even know it exists. First time it popped in my reality. Consciously, at least. So all y'all black now, congratulations. You smell like cocoa butter. And you can barbecue real well. Okay, good job. You need barbecue vegetables. All you black just here for a second. I want to say it the way I want to say it. Because this is the way it needs to be understood. It's time to take back our resources. Or you're going to die poor. This is what I would tell a room full of black people. I would tell a room full of black people, where's your resources? They've been systematically exercised from you. Now what you got to do, Black Cameron, is establish your own resources. You're not gonna make it no other way. You're not. Just pick a sacred text, pick a people, pick a religion, don't matter. They all isolated themselves, got strong in themselves, had families, planted gardens, became efficient, and then went out to the world. All right, I need y'all to do the same thing. Okay, you can go back to your original ethnicities now. I need you to do that. I need you, when you come here, we are one group that is coming together to then go out to the world. But if you can't get strong here, I'm not leading correctly. This is what it is. This is what it is. Henceforth, if you need, I don't know how. I can't do it for like a billion people. Okay, go ahead, Grace. I'm going for a billion people. But until further notice, if you need an interview or a foreword from me about what you're doing, get with Deanna. I will get that done for you. Post haste at no charge. Whatever you got to do, a foreword, interview, something. If you got a big idea and it is profitable, I would lend over my platform to you. I've already done this plenty of times, just so you can get there further and faster. Okay? Just so you get there further and faster. But that's how we got to do this. That's how we got to start off. Let me pause real quick. Phil, you want to tell us about tonight so we can ride some of that energy and yeah, go from there.
Yeah, I talked to Brad yesterday. He was pumped. He just got off the phone to doing a call from Australia. So he was really pumped. I'm going to read this again tonight, but let me read it now. It'll give you a setup for what we're going to later. This is the introduction that he provided to me for him. So Coach Brad Blazer is considered the lifestyle architect. A unique blend of former CEOs, women softball coach, and former national sales manager for some of the largest companies in financial services. That background, combined with a deep methodology, which he has trademarked and is known as the art of beliefology. Through this methodology, he is helping people change their limiting beliefs and self-doubts to produce a higher level in the business world. Coach Brad found his calling at the young age of 23 when he became the CEO of an oil company. He founded and transformed the life of a young man who came to work for him. He's into NLP. You might want to ask him a question about NLP. Big fan of Stephen Covey. Worked with Greg Louganis. Talks about competitive intelligence. He's focused on his coaching program is called Build a Beast, similar to Coach Birch's Prey Theory. And his core simple philosophy, if you change your beliefs and habits, you can change your life. Your life today doesn't have to be your life tomorrow. Brad is intense, but positive, and many like his direct style and candid feedback. He holds nothing back and understands that sometimes people have to have those difficult conversations with others to bring about big change in their lives.
Good stuff.
So when you're talking to get somebody on the phone, say, we got a real opportunity. We've got one of the premier coaches in the world who is a lifestyle architect. And he's going to be on the call tonight. Get on the call at 9:00 Eastern Standard Time. Feel good to ask any questions you want to ask. And if you participate, I promise you'll increase the quality of your life.
Amen to that. Amen to that. So now we know what we're going to say. Thank you, Phil. Appreciate you. I have a strong feeling that this call is going to have ripple effects that will continue to last for quite a few years. I have a strong feeling. Private messenger email person. Let me see if they're still here. Yeah. There you go. Person who sent me the email. I'm proud of you. I'm actually responding right now, but I'm proud of you. I am. Good for you. Good for you, buddy. I am. Let me see.
You're inspired. You're inspired by him.
Inspired by you. And let's see. Keep it going and keep me all, keep, keep, keep me all about it. I want to know all of it. My, the whole right side of what I know is certified. That's certified. Yeah. The way, anywho, I had to start listening to my qualifications, but whole Byzantine, all that, it's fantastic. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. And I'm very inspired by you. Good stuff. I just responded. Good stuff. Now, last thing. Well, second to last thing. I want you all, I don't know how to say it without, you know, y'all are black again. I just feel comfortable saying this stuff in a room full of black people, okay? I just feel comfortable. I need to see some faces that look like mine. All right, there you go. For all y'all black. The propaganda and that is getting ready to come at you for the until January, until March 1st, it's going to be of epic proportions. Until March 1st, 2021, it is going to be of epic proportions. Do not listen to it. It will not serve you, and the agenda is going to be agenda-rific, okay? It is going to be fantastic. Just made up agenda-rific, but we made it work. We made it work. And right now I'm talking to people in America. Let me tell you why. Because obviously November 3rd is election. Both sides. It doesn't matter. Don't fight those battles, okay? Vote. Do your thing. Do your civic responsibility. That's not what I'm talking about here. Don't confuse the two. And then after the winner is announced, then it has to be more propaganda of, because you don't get, January 21st has its own significance in itself. Let me just say that because I'm not trying to lean you one way or the other. And then should there be a new president or the incoming president, they're still going to push for 100-day honeymoon again. So really, from now to March 21st, you're going to hear all sorts of stuff. And I'm not telling you it's wrong, and I ain't telling you it's right. I'm just saying ain't none of that stuff going in your bank account. All right, now you can go back to your original ethnicities. There you go. I need you to get that. None of this stuff is going in your bank account. It's not. So when you come to here, let's, from a group economics perspective, focus on your bank account. When you leave, if you want to get brainwashed, by all means, run out there. Because they got plenty of it for you. Let me just say, you can keep your notifications on your phone long enough, it's coming at you. Here's what's going to happen. Let me tell you what's about to happen. What's about to happen is the economy is great. The you know what? Let me not even do that. Just know that everything has an agenda. Just make sure your agenda is making sure you got so much money you don't have to think about money. How about that? And the easiest, fastest way to do that is group economics. It is. It's how we're going to survive. Group economics. So I'm going to push that. Now, my team, they know that. I didn't push it, Oli. They were forced. You couldn't work here if not. It was not a strong suggestion. It was a mandate, and anybody who didn't fit it, I pushed out. Some, even publicly, and I just never said a word. You came back, and they wouldn't hit no more. Hey, what happened? Ask Law, he know, right? If you couldn't fit the group economics, you had to go. You had to go. So that's the second to last thing. Watch. Don't let their agenda get in your money. Is that fair? Is that? All right. My last thing. I'm not sure how you can handle this, but you need to handle this. we need to make some people stars so we can make you a star. It's just the way it works. This is going to be hard too. I'm going to try to avoid your programming, but I'll try. We'll see if I can do it. Sometimes you have to respect what old folk been saying, because old folk is always right. It's the truth. A rising tide raises all ships. That's actually more true now than ever before. At the rise of Bitcoin, other cryptocurrencies made money. It just is what it is. It just, when Michael Jordan, no. I forget what happened. Oh, no. When in Los Angeles, no. Yeah, the LA Clippers had to sell their team due to the previous owner's private call being recorded, and they sold it to, I believe, Steve Ballmer. Anyway, they sold it. Pay attention. At that $2 billion price, whatever it was, the day that company, the LA Clippers, got sold, Michael Jordan became the first billionaire athlete owner. You got to process this information the way it should be processed. Something that happened in LA raised the value of Michael Jordan's team in Central America. I want you to think about that for a second. A rising tide raises all ships. If a house on Fields Block sells for $3 million, Fields' house just went up in value. All right. So let's, now that we got that, see, is he, go ahead, Phil.
I've got another example. In Columbus, Ohio, there is a new guy entering the carpet market called Buddy's Carpet Barn. And he would spend tons of money advertising. And then I did a program for Right Rug, and Right Rug said, "We love Buddy's Carpet Barn." I go, "What? You love Buddy's Carpet Barn?" "Yeah." All that advertising just increases awareness of people wanting carpet and drives more traffic out in the market. Whenever Buddy starts his shop, we know that we're going to be busier because he's advertising the need for carpet, and people come and shop us just like they'll shop him.
Wow. That is a fantastic example. It's currency. Currency. Money is currency. It's just energy. It's a current. And your job is to jump in the current and go with the flow. Jump in that current. You don't go against the current. You jump in the current and you go. If you want to make changes, you jump in the current and make changes along the way. But hopefully you have enough influence or whatever enough is for you to make those changes significantly. The reason I'm telling you this, it's because we have to say, Monica, I need you to be a star. Jerry, I need you to be a star. Mayuri, I need you to be a star. Law, I need you to, we have to say, hey, pick this, pick this, pick this. Because when they see an Indian woman, help me somebody, doing great things, the other Indian women are going to say, hey, me too. It just makes sense. It makes sense. It makes sense. It makes sense. If I am a black man, I am. I know you don't know. I know. But I am. Then it will probably benefit Carol when I can influence the wealth of white baby boomers. Ha. Yeah. Do you understand? Because guess what's going to happen? Someone's going to say, wow. Okay. That was nice. I want it too. And I'm going to need you to get used to that here over the next, I don't know, 6 months. You should probably, I want to tell you to drop your ego. I just want you to get into the flow of their success. Because if you do, a rising tide raises all ships. If you could just get in the flow of that, just, oh, Phil's a top earner. And I'm on his team. Boom. Right there. Someone says, man, I want to be on that team. Well, I'll tell you what. Let me put you on the phone with Phil. And I'll put you on the phone with Jerry, who is Phil's right hand. And that's what I'll do first. All this stuff works. But it doesn't work if we don't get that done. This is what it is. Michael Jordan, if you're familiar with that, left Chicago, right? Mm-hmm. Retired. How many people you seen in Chicago? How many free agents you seen want to go to Chicago? Who wants to go to Chicago? Nobody. They only went there. They only had Hall of Famers go there and play because they wanted to play with Michael Jordan. The rising tide raised all ships. If you want to have good weather, go to LA. All right, so let me give you an analogy of this, and then I'm done. There is a sacred text. I tend to bring up plenty of them. But in the spirit of the email I got, I'll bring up one that is easily understood in Christian Eastern Orthodox. Okay? There's a sacred text there, Oli, that says, let me just stay true to the text. So we got different religions here, but let me just stay true to the text so I don't offend this religion and I don't want to offend you, but let me stay true to the text. I don't want to water this down. Here was, according to their beliefs, a man at the time, okay? According to their beliefs, because Mark has to say, what manner of man is this? Proving that the people who were with this carpenter did not know that this carpenter was more than a carpenter, right? The very next text, demons say, we know exactly who you are. That's true to the text. It's called Mark's Ironic Vision if you want to look it up. But here's how that Mark 5 starts off. It says, and then Jesus is picked up by ship and other boats were with him. Now, this is very important for you to understand. Other boats were with him and the text keeps going. The end of the text says, they say, oh my God, we're panicking. We're about to drown. Do something. Oh, ye of faith. Jesus goes out there and speaks to the storm. And the storm ceases to exist. The winds and the water obey him is what the text says. Now, the real point of that from a Jewish covenant standpoint in Eastern Orthodox, both of these would be heavy in covenantal theology, is that wasn't a man, that was God. No offense to anyone, just keep listening. Because the only time water ever listened is when God said in the beginning, water separate. So now, here is this man saying, water stop, and water stops. That's your shout cue. You run out about that. I don't care nothing about that right now. Forget all that. You don't need to believe in this faith. You can have your faith and take this point. I said at the beginning, Mayuri, that the text says other boats were with them. That means when the storm hit and everybody was about to die, when Jesus spoke away the storm affecting his boat, help me somebody, the other boats got the same breakthrough that his boat got. Oof, that gets me excited. I need you to get this. It says other boats were with them. I'm trying to communicate to you that you ain't got to have the breakthrough. Just be close enough to the boat that does. Come on, man. Come on. That's group economics. You ain't got to have it. You ain't got to have feel on your boat. Just be close enough for when he do something great, you feel it too. A rising tide.
Amen.
That's it. That's it. A rising tide raises all ships. And we going to do some stuff. Just if you can't be the boat, then be the other boats with them. And eventually, you'll be the boat. For now, let's raise all each other up. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can plant better. You can dominate. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate you. Yes, that's right. That's right. Yes, yes, I got your message. That's your right boat, because I'm taking him super high. Super high. There you go. Yes, somebody's talked about Satish. I'm on the right boat. I'm with Satish. Yes. Yes, I'm taking Satish super high. That's the right boat. All right, everybody. Appreciate you. Don't forget to bring everybody to the call tonight for Phil and Susan. Have a good one, everybody.